Good morning, and let's begin prayer.
早上好，让我们以祷告来开始。
Lord, I thank you for this day.
亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢你。
I thank you for your word and what it teaches us about living in our world.
为你的话语感谢，真的是让我们知道如何在现今的世界中生活。
And I pray that as we study today, you will teach us things that will help us to face the difficulties of our world.
当我们今天学习的时候，求你帮助我们，让我们学习，从你的话语中学习如何面对今天艰难的世界。
I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Today we are going to look at Revelation 4 through 7.
今天我们要看启示录的4到7章。
And then I want to ask you to read before next Monday, Revelation 12 through 14.
那下个星期，上课之前呢，希望大家读过12到14章。
I'm going to look very quickly at 4 and 5 of Revelation.
我们今天很快的看过第四到第五章。
I preached on that at the church a few weeks ago, and so I'm not going to spend much time there.
几个星期以前我在教会里讲到的时候讲的就是这两章，所以我今天不会花很多时间在这两章。
And then we'll look at 6 and 7, and next week we will look at 12 through 14.
今天我们看6到7章，那下一星期呢，我们看12到14章。
A few years ago, a friend of mine wrote some lessons, a survey of Revelation.
几年以前呢，我有一个朋友，他写了就是这个关于这个启示录的一个概论。
And he gave a title to each section.
然后呢，他每一个部分都有一个小标题。
He was writing this for high school students.
他写这个概论是给高中生写的。
And so he wanted to make the titles easy for them.
所以呢，他想把这个小标题就写得很简单明了。
And this section he gave the title, Life Isn't Easy.
然后呢，这个部分他给的小标题就是生活不容易。
Now, everyone knows life isn't easy.
那每个人都知道生活是不容易的。
But his point was this, even for Christians, life isn't easy.
但是他的要表达的观点是，即使对基督徒来讲，生活也不容易。
Very often I hear Christians who think that if you become a Christian, suddenly your life should become much easier.
很多时候呢，我听说就是有些基督，很多基督徒是认为，如果我信了主，我成为基督徒，那生活就会一下子变得容易了。
I've heard evangelists who preach that if you become a Christian, God will heal your sicknesses, He will take care of your financial problems, and He will give you a happy marriage.
然后我也听到就是布道家这样讲，如果你成为基督徒，那你的身体，你的疾病会被医治好，神也会解决你的经济问题，你的婚姻也会变好。
The truth is much different.
但是真实的情况却很不同。
Christians get sick just like unbelievers.
基督徒也像不信主的人一样会生病。
On Saturday night, one of my very good friends died from COVID.
然后在周六的晚上，我的一位好朋友就是因为这个病毒去世了。
And just before they put him in hospice, his wife talked to me.
然后在他进入这个安宁医院之前，他的太太就跟我谈。
And she said, we thought that since we were Christians, we were safe.
太太太来说，我们以为因为我们是基督徒，我们就安全了。
Christians have sickness.
基督徒也经历疾病。
Christians have financial trouble.
也会有经济上的困难。
Christians have marriage troubles.
基督徒也会经历婚姻的困难。
Nothing in Scripture suggests that if you become a Christian, suddenly all your troubles go away.
在圣经上没有任何地方就是好像暗示说，如果你成为了基督徒，那你所有的问题一下子就消失了。
In the last week or 2 weeks, many people have been talking about the sufferings of the church in Afghanistan.
那在过去的一两周之内，大家都在谈论这个阿富汗基督徒所面临的这种逼迫和艰难。
But the truth is, even though that's sort of the topic of the day,
虽然那个是今天的，就好像大家所关注的头条新闻一样。
Christians have been suffering for many years.
基督徒已经受患难很多年。
In Afghanistan,
在阿富汗,
in the Middle East,
在中东,
in Sudan,
在苏丹,
in Israel,
在以色列,
in India,
在印度,
suffering is not new.
这个患难跟受苦并不是刚刚出现的,并不是新的。
And so in these chapters, the picture of Jesus that we get helps us in these times of suffering.
所以呢，在这些章节中，我们所看到的主耶稣的这个形象，帮助我们来经历患难。
Because today what I want you to see is that Revelation shows us two choices for the believer.
因为启示录向我们展示了对信主的人来讲有两个选择。
We can focus our attention on the world, or we can focus our attention on Jesus on the throne.
我们可以就是眼睛专注在这个世界上，或者我们的眼目可以专注在坐宝座的基督耶稣身上。
And so these chapters give us a picture of Jesus as sovereign over history.
这些图像呢，就给了我们一个，就让我们看到主耶稣是历史的主宰。
And where we're going to finish today, a picture of Jesus that I love in Revelation.
所以我们今天最后结束的时候，我们会看到我很喜欢的主耶稣在启示录中的一个形象。
John says he is the Lamb who is our shepherd.
他约翰说他就是那位牧养我们的羔羊。
I love that picture of Jesus because it is so unusual.
我很喜欢。这幅对主耶稣的描这样的对主耶稣的描述因为是非常的不寻常。
It combines two opposite ideas.
因为他把两个这种相反的念头观念呢给连在一起了。
The lamb should follow the shepherd.
这个羔羊羊呢应该跟随牧人。
The shepherd should take care of the lamb.
这个牧人呢，应该去照料这个羊羔。
But John looks and he says, Jesus is the Lamb, the one who died for us.
然后约翰看到说，耶稣就是那只羔羊，是为我们而死的。
But then he says,
然后他
接着说, the Lamb will be our shepherd.
他说，这只羔羊会成为我们的牧者。
And he will guide them, his followers, to springs of living water.
他会引领他的跟随者，他的羊群到安歇水边。
And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
神会 擦掉他们眼中一切的泪水。
Here is what I want you to go away with today.
所以今天当大家离开的时候，我希望大家记住的是
No, life is not easy.
生活是不容易。
Even for Christians.
即使你是基督徒。
But the picture of Jesus that I want you to see today is a lamb who died for us.
但是今天我想你看到的主耶稣的对主耶稣的这个描绘，他的图像就是为我们而死的一只羔羊。
And who is our shepherd in the difficult times?
他也是我们在患难中的大牧者。
The Bible does not suggest that if you're a Christian, your troubles will go away.
圣经从来没有暗示说，当你信主了，你的所有的麻烦、患难都消失了。
But it shows that in your troubles, you will have someone with you.
它展示的就是在你的患难之中，在你的艰难之中，有一位和你同在。
During this time of the pandemic, I have learned something that I never understood before.
在这次疫情当中呢，我学到了一个我从来没有学到的功课。
I am not a person who loves to hug and be close to people.
我就不是说一个本来就不是一个很喜欢跟别人拥抱啊，或者跟别人很靠近的一个人。
I didn't like to shake hands before the pandemic, so nothing has changed for me.
所以疫情之前我就其实不喜欢握手，那对我来讲就没有什么改变的。
But this is what I have learned during the pandemic that I did not understand before.
但是呢，在这个疫情之间，我学到了一个我以前不了解的东西。
To suffer alone is much, much worse.Than to suffer with someone else.
就是独自的这个受苦跟有个人跟你在一起这样受苦是完全不同的。
As I have talked to people who had to be in the hospital and no one could be with them.
然后当我跟有人就是有些人他生病了他在医院里边但是又不能有人去看他们的时候。
Last August, I had to take Sue to the hospital.
然后去年的八月份，我必须要带我太太去医院。
And they wouldn't even let me go to the waiting room.
他们甚至都不让我去那个等候室里边去等着。
And for 4 days, not just to know that she's in the hospital, but that she's in the hospital alone makes it much worse.
然后就这么四天之久呢，让我知道说，他不仅要去医院，而且他得自己单独的去医院，在那儿待着，让这个整个情况变得更加艰难。
Revelation is saying to a church that is suffering, yes, you are suffering, but you are not alone.
这个启示录就是对这个受苦的教会说，是的，你在受苦，但是你不是独自在承受，在受苦。
And I think that's a message that is very, very important for us.
我觉得那是对我们一个很重要的信息。
Not that we won't suffer, but that we will not suffer alone.
不是说我们不会再受苦，而是我们不会再独自的受苦。
So Revelation 4, I'm not going to spend time here.
这第四章我不会花很多时间。
But after giving the message to the 7 churches that we've talked about the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
就是在过去的两三个星期我们谈到了主耶稣给了这个七个教会的信息之后我们来到第四章。
John says, after this, I looked and behold a door standing open in heaven.
他说约翰说此后我观看见天上有门开了。
And the first voice that I had heard speaking to me like a trumpet, the voice of Jesus.
我初次听见好像吹号的声音，就是耶稣的声音。
come up here and I will show you what must take place after this.
你对我说，你上到这里来，我要将以后必成的事指示你。
And he says, at once I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne stood in heaven with one seated on the throne.
我立刻被圣灵感动，见有一个宝座安置在天上，又有一位坐在宝座上。
Long ago, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago, I taught in our Sunday school class, a class on reading the Bible.
然后大概是两三年以前，我在教会的组织学讲过一个系列，叫像一个牧师那样读圣经。
I don't expect you to remember that long ago, so let me repeat something I told you then.
我不期待大家还记得两三年以前讲的课，所以现在我们再复习一下。
And if you say, I still remember, then I'll give you an A+ as a wonderful student.
如果你说，哦，我还记得你当时讲的课，那我要给你一个这个 A 再加A 加，因为你是一个很棒的学生。
But I told you in that class that when you are reading the Bible, take a highlighter.
我当时讲说，当你读圣经的时候，拿一支高光笔，就这样。
And if a word is repeated often in a book, highlight it.
如果在一本书中有一个词呢，它就不断的出现，你就把它用高光笔画出来。
If you do that in Revelation,
如果你在启示录中这本书也这样做，
one of the words you should highlight is throne.
那你需要就是用高光笔画出来的一个词就是宝座。
It appears 46 times.
它出现了46次。
More than twice each chapter.
就是那每一章就出现超过两次。
So it's a word that is very important to Revelation.
所以那是在启示录中很重要的一个词。
And there's two things I want you to see about that word in Revelation.
那在启示录中我有两件事我想让你看到。
First of all, and I'll be talking about this more next week's class, but they were living under the throne of Rome.
就是我这次和下一次会讲，首先呢，他那时候基督徒他们是生活在这个罗马的宝座之下。
These were small churches.
这些都是小教会。
And to them, Caesar's throne seems absolutely absolute power.
对他们，在他们眼中，这个凯撒的宝座就真的是绝对的、绝对的这样子，非常的强壮有力。
It feels to them that there is no hope for anyone who is opposed by Caesar's throne.
他们在他们看就是感觉到就是看起来好像就是任何一个跟那个凯撒的宝座相对的相就是相抵抗的都没有任何指望。
But over 40 times.
但是超过40次。
John is going to remind them there is a throne much higher than Caesar's throne.
约翰就提醒他们有一个宝座远远要胜过要高于凯撒的宝座。
Caesar's throne is temporary. God's throne is eternal.
凯撒的宝座是短暂的是暂时的但是神的宝座却是永远的。
That's a very important lesson for those Christians to learn.
那是一个对当时的基督徒一个很重要的要学习的功课。
You see, here's the problem, and we'll see this next week.
那个问题就在于，我们下星期会讲那个问题。
They can see Caesar's throne.
他们可以看到这个凯撒的宝座。
They look out the window and they can see Caesar's soldiers marching.
然后他们往窗外看就可以看到那个凯撒的士兵在那个街上走来走去。
They can't see God's throne.
但是他们看不见神的宝座。
And the problem is what we can see always seems more real than what we can't see.
问题就在于呢，我们眼睛所能见的总是比我们眼睛所不能见的感觉上更真实。
I moved to today.
今天 moved today? 我今天
I now let me talk about today. Sorry.
让我来看，我们现在来到我们今天的时代。
For 40 years, I have watched and listened and read about politics.
有40年之久，我就是听啊，我也是看了这个政治新闻，看政治。
And this is one thing I have learned.
那我学到了一件事。
For most Christians,
对大多数基督徒来讲。
And for me, if I do not constantly remind myself.
对我也是一样，如果我不，就是不断地提醒我自己。
For most Christians, God's throne is not as real as the throne in Washington, D.C. or Beijing.
然后呢，对于大多数基督徒来讲，神的宝座呢，看上去不像说是华盛顿的这个宝座或者北京的宝座这么真实。
Why? Because we can see the throne in Washington or Beijing.
为什么呢？因为我们可以看得见这个华盛顿的宝座或者北京的宝座。
We can't see God's throne.
但是我们看不到神的宝座。
And so it doesn't seem real to us.
所以呢，感觉上对我们来讲就不真实。
But one of the most important lessons in Revelation is his throne is the most powerful throne.
但是启示录中一个很最重要的信息之一就是他的宝座是最强有力的，是最坚固的，永远的宝座。
Two things I want you to see about the throne. Number one, God's throne is above Caesar's throne.
两件事情我想让你明白关于神的宝座。第一是神的宝座是远高于凯撒的宝座。
And the second thing I want you to see about the throne is listen to the verse.
第二点就是请你听这一句。
A throne stood in heaven with one seated on the throne.
见有一个宝座安置在天上，又有一位坐在宝座上。
This seems very simple, but it's important.
这看上去很简单，但是却很重要。
In Revelation, the throne is never empty.
在启示录中，这个宝座从来不是空的。
All these times that John looks up into heaven and sees the throne.
每一次当约翰抬头看到天上的宝座的时候，
He never says, No one's sitting there.
他从来没有说，哦，这宝座上是空的，没人坐在上面。
Who's in charge?
那谁在掌管呢？
That is incredibly important.
那个非常的难以置信的重要。
John says, life isn't easy.
约翰说，生活不容易。
But please don't forget that no matter how bad things are, God is not confused or defeated.
就是请你记住，不管说生活多么不容易，但是呢，神呢，从来不是说他自己不知道在什么在发生，然后呢，他也没有失败过。
No matter what is happening here, God is on his throne and he is in charge.
不管说地上发生了什么，神坐在他的宝座上，他在掌管。
I have a friend who is a pilot, commercial pilot.
我有一位朋友，他是那个商业飞机的飞行员。
And so one time he showed me about the air traffic controllers.
然后他有一次就向我展示，就是那个掌管航空的这个机器，就是。
Their job is incredibly important.
他们的工作很重要。
At an airport like Atlanta or Hong Kong,
不管说在这个国际的行动大机场，像那个亚特兰大。
There may be dozens of planes circling in the air, and they are the ones to get them all on the right runway and keep everyone safe.
然后呢，他们的工作就是让大家就是都在这个正确的跑道上，然后让每一个都是按照这个顺序出去，都是安全的。
And I looked at the screen.
然后我看他的这个屏幕。
And to me, it's chaos.
对我来看上去一片混乱。
I see no way to get all these planes in the right place.
然后我就不知道说怎么让这些飞机都在正确的位置。
But the air traffic controller is completely calm.
但哦，这个不是个飞行员，他是一个飞行控制台的一个工作人员。他非常的，他就看了这些，他一点没觉得有什么出奇，有什么意外。
And he told me sometimes there will be a new pilot who panics.
他说有的时候呢会有这个新的飞行员呢就非常的紧张。
He will radio in, help me, help me, I'm running out of fuel.
然后他就会打信息进来说帮帮我帮帮我我的那个汽油不够了。
I'm afraid I'm going to crash.
我怕我会那个掉下来。
And the air traffic controller will say, it's okay.
这个空中管控就是控制台的人就会给他说没关系。
Follow me and I will land you safely.
你就跟随我的指令我会让你安全着陆。
I heard that.
然后我就听到他这样讲。
And I thought about Revelation.
我就想到了启示录。
Sometimes we say, God, everything's in chaos.
然后有的时候我们就会说神啊，这一切世界大乱了。
Our world is going to crash.
我们的这个世界要掉下来了，要摔坏了。
And God says,
然后神说
It's okay.
没关系。
Follow my instructions.
你跟随我的指导。
I'm going to land you safely.
我会让你安全着陆。
If we had time today,
如果我们今天有时间,
and I went through 27 people in this chat room,
然后我就是问我们今天来上课的每一位同学。
You could probably tell me 27 major problems.
你可能每个人都有一个你所面临的大问题。
Some of you have health problems.
有的人是健康问题。
Some of you have financial pressures.
有的有经济上的压力。
Maybe some of you are needing a job.
或者有的人需要工作。
Maybe marriage trouble.
或者是婚姻上的难处。
And our class just dropped to 26 because someone was afraid I was going to ask.
我们刚刚有一个下线了，可能是害怕我问。
But here's what I want you to see in this section of Revelation.
然后我想让大家在这个部分的启示录看学到
Whatever problem you have,
不管你有什么样的问题
I am not going to sit here this morning and tell you if you're a Christian, you can pray and the problem will go away.
我今天不会坐在这儿告诉你说如果你是基督徒你祷告你的问题就消失了。
I wish I could tell you that.
我希望我能够这样讲。
But it's not true.
但是那却不是真的。
And so if any preacher tells you that, you should run.
所以如果任何讲道的人这样讲的话，你应该赶快离开。
Because they are not telling you what the Bible tells.
因为他们没有告诉你这个圣经上的这个真实的教导。
I am not going to tell you that if you are a Christian, if you pray enough, if you have enough faith, that your troubles will go away. I cannot say that.
我不是讲，我也不能说，就是如果你是基督徒，你有足够的信心，你祷告的足够强，你的问题就会消失。那个不是这样的。
But I am going to tell you this.
但是我要告诉你是这样的。
God's throne is not empty.
神的宝座不是空的。
And he's not going to abandon you.
他也不会离弃你。
He's in charge.
他在掌管。
And so Revelation 4, he sees the throne.
所以约翰在第四章里看到了神的宝座。
Revelation 5, he sees the Lamb.
在第五章他看到了羔羊。
And there's only one thing that I want to say to you about Revelation 5.
在第五章我只有一件事要指出来。
Because I've already preached about this chapter.
因为我已经讲道里讲过这一章。
But I want you to see one thing about the Lamb.
然后我想大家看到关于羔羊的一件事。
He sees the Lamb.
他看到了羔羊。
And he sees the Lamb standing as though it had been slain. Verse 6.
第六节说，他说我看见有羔羊站立，像是被杀过的。
What does it tell you that even in heaven, the Lamb shows the marks that it had been slain?
然后就是我想你注意到的是，即使在天上，那羔羊也展示了他曾经被杀过了这个痕迹，这个记号。
To me, that's important.
对我个人来讲，那个很重要。
Because it is a reminder of the cost of our redemption.
因为这是我们一个提醒我们得救赎的这个代价。
I have been reading and thinking about Hebrews chapter 4.
然后呢，我在读，也在思想希伯来书第四章。
The writer tells us we have a high priest.
这个第四章告诉我们，我们有一位大祭司。
And he says, we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses.
他说我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱。
But one who in every respect was tempted, as we are.
但也曾凡事受过试探与我们一样。
Yet without sin.
但只是他没有犯罪。
Therefore, he says,
所以
let us come with confidence to the throne of grace.
我们可以坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前。
That we may receive mercy.
我要得连续。
And find grace to help in time of need.
蒙恩惠做随时的帮助。
Do you hear the power of that?
你有没有感受到里边的能力?
We are not coming to someone who has not faced our troubles.
我们来到了这位面前，不是说他没有面对过我们所面对的问题。
He has faced the pressures we face.
他曾经面对我们所面对的压力。
You know, sometimes you go to someone and they want to help you.
有的时候你知道，有时候你去到一个人面前，他们想要帮助你。
But they've never suffered what you suffer.
但是他们从来没有受过你所受的苦。
They can try to help.
他们可以试图来帮助。
They may have sympathy.
他们或者会同情。
But really, they cannot fully understand your situation.
但是他们却不能完全地了解你的境况。
The lamb that John sees.
但是约翰所见到的那位羔羊。
Is a lamb who has been tempted like we are.
却是一位像我们一样被试探的。
Who has suffered like we suffer.
像我们一样受苦。
And he still bears the marks of his suffering.
他仍然带着他受苦的记号。
I think John is saying he will never forget.
然后就是我觉得约翰说他永远不会忘记。
You don't have to worry that he doesn't remember what we suffer.
你不用担心他不会忘记我们所受的苦。
But let me move on to chapter 6 and 7.
现在我们进到第七章。
When we go to chapter 6 and 7, we are beginning to look at the judgments that come into our world.
然后第六章、第七章我们就看到降临到这个世界上的审判。
I told you when we started, I'm not going to talk about the timing of all of this and the specific events.
然后我在刚开始讲课的时候我就讲到说我不会讲这个时间或者这个具体的事件。
There are people who know much, much more about this than I do, and I will leave it to them to teach that.
那有很多人他们在这方面比我就懂得很多我就让这些人来讲。
I will say that for much of church history, and I believe this, that these judgments happen both partially in our world now and then completely at the second coming.
就是整个教会历史来看，我们就是我个人是觉得说，这些审判呢是部分的在我们现在的世界发生，但是是完全的会在要在将来的审判的时候发生，就将来的时候发生。
So when the people who read this in the first century, when John sent this letter, I don't think they said, wow, I'm glad that won't happen for more than 2,000 years.
然后我觉得在约翰的写信的这个受众，当时的基督徒收到这封信的时候，他们没有说，哇，我真高兴啊，这个要过两千年才会发生。
I'm glad someone else is going to have that problem, not us.
然后我很高兴，就是别人的问题，不是我的问题。
I think they said, yeah, we understand.
然后我觉得他们在说，我们了解这是怎么回事。
We are suffering these judgments now.
我们在真的就在受这些审判，我们现在就在经历这些审判。
And then I think, as we back away, we realize what we see now is just a small part of the full picture of God's coming judgment.
但是呢，如果我们再往后，就是倒回来看的话，我们就看到他，我们当时所受的这些苦呢，这些审判，其实是神整个的一个全幅的图片中的一小部分，是将来要来的这个审判。
I'm not going to go through all of these, but I want to give you six themes that seem to me to be in these judgments.
然后呢，我不会细讲这些，但是我来看在这些审判中间有六个主题。
And if you want to mark this down, then as you study the details of the judgments, you can fit this in.
如果你后来你可以把这个记下来，然后当你自己去学习的时候，你可以来用这个，来看是不是把这个放进去。
Six things that I want you to see. Number one.
第一点我想看的是。
The judgments are just.
这个神的审判是公义的。
These are the rightful punishments for man's sin.
这是为了人类的这个罪呢，一个公义的一个惩罚。
God is not being cruel.
神不是说残忍。
This judgment is just.
这些审判都是公义的。
Number two.
第二点。
And this might surprise you.
这可能会让你吃惊。
The judgments are God's answer to the prayers of the martyrs.
这个审判呢是神对这些殉道者那个祷告的回应。
Let me explain what I mean.
让我来解释我的意思是什么。
Revelation chapter 6.
启示录第六章。
When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the witness they bore.
揭开第五印的时候，我看见在祭坛底下有为神的道并为做见证被杀之人的灵魂。
They cried out with a loud voice.
大声喊着说。
Oh, Lord, holy and true, how long before you will judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth?
说圣洁真实的主啊，你不审判住在地上的人，给我们伸流血的冤，要等到几时呢？
The martyrs say, God, when are you going to bring justice for what we have suffered?
说这些殉道者就是说，神啊，你什么时候要为了我们所受的苦带来公义呢？
And God's answer is to show them the judgments that are coming.
然后神的回应就是可以看到神的审判将会来临。
I told you before that most of Revelation points back to the Old Testament.
我以前讲过，就是启示录它大部分都是指向旧约的一些。
And these verses point back to Habakkuk.
然后这些经节呢，其实是指向哈巴谷书。
Habakkuk sees the wickedness in Judah.
然后呢，哈巴谷就看到犹大的邪恶，犹大的罪恶。
And he prays, God, when are you going to bring justice?
然后他就问神说，神啊，什么时候你伸张公义呢？
And God says, I am going to bring the Chaldeans who will judge Judah for her sin.
然后神说我会带这个加勒底人来审判犹大。
When we read and when we see the judgments in Revelation, we are seeing God's answer to the prayers of the martyrs for justice.
所以呢，当我们看到这个启示录里的审判，实际上我们是看到神对这个殉道者的他们的一个祷告的回应。
The third thing.
第三点。
The judgments show God's sovereignty.
审判显示了神的全能，神的主宰。
One of the things that I highlight when I read these chapters.
当我用高光笔画出来的一些词就是
Verse 4, its rider was permitted.
然后呢，他的这个骑马的那个人就是他是被允许说你来。
Verse 8, they were given authority.
就是他们有权柄赐给他们。
Over and over, the words show God gives permission for what happens.
这个就是这个一再的显示，就是神对所发生，就允许了这一切所发生的。
I told you I started reading about politics when I was young.
我刚才讲到说，我大概是还是年轻的时候就开始读关于政治的东西。
And sometimes when I hear people now all upset, I kind of laugh because I can remember when that was me.
然后当我看到大家就是对手发生的事情很那个就是烦躁不安很着急的时候，我就开始笑，因为我原来也就是我过去也是那样。
And an election would come and I would think, oh, if this person is elected, it will be the end.
然后我记得那时候我就想说，天哪，如果这个人要是被选上了，那一切就完了。
If this happens, it will be disaster.
如果这件事情发生了，那就是灾祸。
I have learned a peace.
然后我就学到了一种平安。
A peace that says God is on the throne.
然后这种平安就是说神坐在宝座上。
If he allows this, it's okay.
如果神允许这一切，那就还好，那就没关系。
It doesn't mean it will be easy.
那个并不意味着这一切会容易。
Remember the theme my friend gave to this. Life is not easy.
就记住我朋友写的这个概论的小标题，就是生活不容易。
But if I really believe that God is in control, I should not panic when things don't happen the way I think they should.
如果我真的相信神在掌管的话，那我就当事情不像我所期待的那样发生的时候，我就不应该惊慌。
So number three, God is sovereign.
所以第三点，神是这个主宰一切的，神是掌主权的。
Now, let me go to number four and let me explain about number four.
然后现在我们来讲第四点。
Some Christians have taken principle three, God is sovereign.
有的基督徒呢就把第三点就是说神是掌主权的，神是主宰一切的。
And they say, since God is sovereign, nothing matters.
所以他们说，因为神在掌主权，所以什么都没关系。
We don't need to vote because God's in control.
我们也不需要去投票，因为神在掌管。
It doesn't matter.
这个不重要。
What will be, will be.
不管发生什么，就会发生什么。
So number four is important.
所以第四点就很重要。
Although God is sovereign,
虽然神是全能的，是主宰一切的。
He allows evil to act.
但是他却好像这个允许这个邪恶在这样的出来登台表演似的。
And evil will eventually self-destruct.
但是这个恶本身最后会就是会会自己毁灭自己。
We see this especially in chapter 9.
我们在第九章这一点尤其看得很清楚。
The worst of the judgments.
这个最严重的这个审判就是。
Are when man's evil brings its own fruit.
就是人自己的这个恶呀，带来他自己的那个恶果。
Man's evil eventually leads to man's own destruction.
人类的这个邪恶，人的这个恶，最终会导致这个人或者人类的这个毁灭。
We see this in a small scale.
我们是在一个小的这个范围之内看到。
A young man is sexually promiscuous.
比如说一个年轻人他过了一个放荡的生活。
And he ends up with a disease that destroys him.
然后他最后可能就得了一个会让他就是毁掉他自身的疾病。
And sometimes he might say, God, why did you allow that to happen?
他有时候会说，哦，神啊，你为什么允许这个发生呢？
And God's answer is, this is the fruit of your decisions.
然后神有时候就说，这个就是你自己决定所带来的后果呀。
Last week, I met at a store a lady I have not seen for 3 years.
然后呢，上个星期我在一个商店里见到了一位3年没见过的女士。
She and her husband are older than me, but he was a very handsome, strong man.
然后呢，他跟他的先生都比我们大，然后他的先生是一个挺高、挺强壮的、挺英俊的一位男生。
Unfortunately, he was also a very heavy drinker.
但是不幸的是呢，这个先生呢也是一个酗酒者。
I have not seen them for 3 years, and I saw her at the store.
然后我已经3年没见他们，那我在商店里又见到了这位太太。
And I said, how is Bob?
然后我就说，Bob怎么样了现在？
And she started to cry.
然后她就开始哭起来了。
I said, what's wrong?
我就说怎么了？
She said, he cannot even walk without a walker.
她说现在这个Bob都如果没有一个就是个步行器的话都没法走路。
He's just a little bit older than me.
他只是比我大一点。
I said, what happened?
我说那到底发生了什么呢？
She said, his drinking has destroyed his health.
就是他这个喝酒啊，他这个酒精啊，就是毁掉了他的健康。
We see in our individual lives that very often our sin brings its own destruction.
我们在就是有时候个人生活中就可以看到我们自己的罪就会带来这个个人的毁灭。Revelation
9 shows that on a big scale.
但是启示录第九章就给了我们一个更广大的范围。The
worst of the judgments will be the result of man's sin.
这个最严重的审判就是人类自己的罪所带来的。
Number 5,
第五点,
God's purpose in the judgment is to give man a final opportunity to repent.
神这个审判的目的就是最后给人机会能够悔改。Again,
that's true in our own lives.
那个在我们个人的生活中呢，也是这样的。When
God When our sin brings suffering into our life,
当我们的罪导致我们生活中的苦难的时候,
it is partly God's mercy.
其实也是部分呢，也是神的这个恩怜悯。
God's mercy saying, wake up!
然后神的怜悯连续就是说，你要醒过来。
Look at what this is doing to you.
你看你这个罪给你带来的后果。
Turn around.
你转过来。
That's what we see in Revelation. The judgments are partly God's way of saying, stop.
然后这个审判也是神的部分，就是来说停下来。
Repent.
悔改。
But the last thing, the sixth theme that I want you to see.
第六个主题我想大家看到的是,
Even in the face of judgment, man's sin causes him to refuse to repent.
即使面对的审判,人的罪让他说他拒绝悔改。
Chapter 9, verse 20.
第九章二十节。
Chapter 9 is full of terrible, terrible judgments.
第九章就是真是充满了各种各样这个非常严重的糟糕的审判。
And look at what it says in verse 20.
但是你看20节怎么说?
The rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues.
其余未曾被这些灾所杀的人。
Did not repent.
仍旧不悔改。
We see this in our own lives.
我们也在我们自己的生活中也看到这样的。
How many times a person who God allows suffering to say, this is the result of sin, repent.
多少次我们看到在一个人的生活中，神允许他的生活有这个难处，说这就是你罪所带来的结果。
But we continue down the same path.
但是他却继续在这条路上。
Revelation says, even in the face of judgment, we can stiffen ourselves against God.
但是我启示录就显示说，即使在面对审判的时候，我们可以就是说让自己更加的刚硬，就是对抗神。
Now let me bring this all wrap up chapter 7.
所以这个第七章我就是把这些总结在一起。
I see a little hand symbol. Is there a question?
好像有人举手，是有人有问题吗？
No?
Maybe it's wrong. Maybe just by accident.
Okay. In the midst of all this trouble,
在这一切的这个艰难之中,
this is what John sees.
约翰看到的是,
he looks and he sees the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd.
就是在宝座中的羔羊必牧养他们。
Yes, there is trouble.
是的，在那时候会有艰难。
In the first century, there was trouble.
在第一世纪有艰难。
In 2021, there is trouble.
在2021年也有艰难困苦。
At the end of time, there will be trouble.
在最后世界的末了也会有艰难。
I thought about this yesterday.
我昨天就想到这一点。
On my way home from church after service yesterday morning.
在昨天聚会结束我回家的路上。
I have a friend who works at a church, a large church that has planted churches in Afghanistan.
我有一位朋友，他在一个大教会里工作，他们教会在阿富汗有职堂，有建立教会。
And at their service yesterday morning, they announced that 38 church members in their churches in Afghanistan had been killed.
在他们昨天聚会的时候就说在阿富汗的教会那边有38位教会的弟兄姐妹就是被杀害了。
And I thought, this is what Revelation describes.
我就想到说这个就是启示录所描绘的。
They are not thinking about suffering far in the future, far away. This is today.
他们所想到的不是说在未来很遥远的时候的这个艰难、这个受苦、这个苦难，而是他们现在就面对的。
Life isn't easy.
生活不容易。
None of us are going to be martyred right away.
我们可能不会说立时的殉道。
But some of you have suffered.
但是我们有些人在受苦。
Some of you may have suffered for your faith.
我们其中有些人可能为了我们的信心受苦。
Not prison.
不是下到监里。
But family that rejects you because you're a Christian.
而是因为你是基督徒，那你的家人就拒绝你。
Sometimes a spouse that makes it harder because you're a Christian.
有的时候是你的配偶，因为你是基督徒，让你的生活艰难。
And if you don't suffer directly, you live in a world that is filled with difficulty.
即使你没有说直接的受苦，你也生活在一个充满艰难的世界里。
The picture of Jesus in Revelation 7 is this.
在启示录第七章里边，主耶稣的图像是这样的。
He is our shepherd.
他是我们的牧者。
You see, I told you in chapter 4 and 5, he is on the throne.
第四章、第五章，我告诉大家，主耶稣坐在宝座上。
But you know what? It doesn't matter who is elected president of the United States.
所以呢，不管说谁选上做美国的总统
，whether they are Republican or Democrat，
不管他是共和党还是民主党
，if I go to the White House，
如果我进到白宫里
and knock on the door.
我就去敲门。
And say, I need to talk to the president. I have a problem.
就是我需要跟总统谈话，我有问题。
He's not going to listen to me.
他不会听我的。
Even if it's someone I voted for, he doesn't know who I am.
即使我投他的票，他也不知道我是谁。
And sometimes we can think, yes, God is on the throne.
有的时候我们会说，嗯，是的，神在宝座上。
But he's way up there.
但是他是高高在上，很遥远。
And I'm down here.
但是我却在下边，在这儿。
This is the most important thing I want to say to you today.
这是我今天所要对你们讲的最重要的事。
Yes, he is on the throne.
是的，他在宝座上。
But he is your shepherd.
他却是你的牧者。
I cannot knock on the door of the White House.
我不能去敲白宫的门。
But a sheep can always get help from his shepherd.
但是羊却总能从他的牧者那里得到帮助。
If the only thing I saw about Jesus in Revelation was that he's on the throne,
如果我所看到的唯一的在启示录里看到的就是主耶稣坐在宝座上。
I might think that's too far away.
我或许会觉得那个太遥远了。
But when I come to chapter 7 and read that he is my shepherd,
但是当我到了第七章，我读到说他是我的牧者。
That means he knows where I am.
那就是在说他知道我在哪里。
Because a shepherd tracks every sheep every day.
因为呢，牧羊人呢，他每天都盯着，就是说他的羊到什么地方了。
So life is not easy.
所以呢，生活不容易。
But today, your shepherd knows where you are.
但是今天，你的牧羊人知道你在什么地方。
He knows what you need.
他知道你的需要。
And you can trust him.
你是可以信靠他。
You don't have to be afraid.
你不需要害怕。
And to me, that is a wonderful, wonderful message in Revelation.
那对我来讲，那是一个很棒的、很好的启示录的信息。
Because this comes right in the middle of the judgment chapters.
因为这一句就正好是，就是在这个审判的这些章节中出现的。
If we were doing Revelation verse by verse,
如果我们就是启示录一句一句的来学的话，
we would be reading about pestilence and trouble and destruction.
我们就是在读的，不管是这个瘟疫啊，还是这个艰难之中呢。
The kings hiding in caves and saying to the rocks, fall on us and hide us from God's face.
然后这个地上的君王都藏在岩石洞穴里边，就说把我们藏起来，躲避坐宝座的面目和羔羊的愤怒。
And right in the middle of those verses,
就是正好在这些的经节当中，
The Lamb is our shepherd.
这羔羊是牧养我们的。
He guides us to water.
他引导我们到安歇水边。
We are safe.
我们是安全的。
That should be a wonderful encouragement.
那应该对我们一个是个很好的激励。
I am past time, I'm sorry.
对不起啊，今天过时间了。
But let me finish with this quick story.
让我最后一个故事来结束。
I read that there was a competition.
我就是读到说，有一个比赛。
A competition for a painting.
就是一个绘画比赛。
And the painting was to have the title, peace。
然后这个他这个比赛的这个题目呢，就是说，比赛的题目就是平安。
The judges chose three finalists.
这个最后裁判呢，就选了三个人进入决赛。
One showed a beautiful, beautiful field.
有一个人画的是一个很美的一个田野。
Beautiful flowers.
有美丽的鲜花。
And two little children calmly playing in the field.
然后有两个小孩子在这个田野呢，就是在那里玩耍。
Another showed a beautiful mountain scene and gorgeous flowers and peaceful.
然后另外一个人呢，画的是一幅那个山中的一个很美的一个景象，就是一个。
And the third showed a terrible,
画了一幅那个
暴风雨，
就是画出来一个很
大的暴风雨。Lightning flashing.
然后又是闪电，又是
rain.
然后大雨,
terrible storm,
然后很可怕的暴风雨,
and a shepherd with his sheep.
但是却是一个牧羊人跟他的羊羔在一起。
That is the painting that won the prize.
但是却是第三幅就是赢了这个头第一名。
Because it's very easy to have peace when everything is good.
因为当每件事情都很好很顺利的时候呢，很容易有平安。
But the very rare peace.
但是这个很不寻常很少见的平安却是
is when there is a storm all around you.
就是周围到处都是暴风雨。
And you come close to your shepherd.
你跟你的牧人很靠近。
And he picks you up and he says, it's okay, you're safe.
然后他把你抱起来说，没关系，一切都是安全的。
Maybe today you feel like you are living in Revelation 6, 7, 8, or 9.
也许今天你觉得你活在启示录的六章、七章、八章、九章中的。
Trouble everywhere.
到处都是患难都是艰难。
If so, let me give you some homework.
如果是这样的话，让我给你个家庭作业。
Write on a card Revelation 7:17.
找一张卡片，把启示录第七章十七节给写下来。
Every day this week, read it.
这个星期的每一天都读这一句。
Memorize it.
把它背下来。
Make it part of your life.
让它成为你生活的一部分。
The Lamb is our shepherd.
这个宝座中的羔羊是我们的牧者，必牧养我们。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we live in a world that is full of trouble.
主啊，我们生活的世界充满了各样的艰难。
There are sorrows all around us.
我们周围看到很多的悲伤。
There are hurts everywhere.
到处都有伤害，心痛之事。
But you are a shepherd.
但是你是我们的牧者。
The problem is that sometimes we forget that.
问题是我们有时候忘记了这一点。
We think we're alone.
我们觉得自己是孤单的。
We think we have to find the solution in our own power.
我们觉得我们必须得靠自己的能力找到解决之道。
And we become very discouraged.
然后我们就变得很灰心丧气。
Give us the peace to know you're in charge.
真的是给我们这种平安，让我们知道你在掌管。
We can trust you.
我们可以信靠你。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.